Well, we certainly appreciate you inviting us back. I guess we did okay the first time. and it was actually 1 year ago. It was on August 18th last year that we came and gave a talk, and we were as pleased, and I hope you folks were too. So it was really good for us to do that. You know that we are part of the Abraham Hicks group, so we kind of consider ourselves Abers, but I think all of you are very familiar, right? When we talked the last time, I don't remember the specific topic, but we compared, a lot of our talk was comparing both Ernest Holmes and Abraham, how similar they were. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, spirit is the same, right? So our inner beings are, it's the same source, and it's the same download from either from above or from within. So all the great people from the past and the present are all saying the same thing, just couching it in different ways, and that's, they're all the same. So we're thankful or happy that Connie invited us. She didn't a long time ago, but it just worked out that it was now and not in the springtime, but it's always the right time, right place. So thank you very much. And Lissa, you'll start out and then we'll kind of...
We'll go back together. And forth and interrupt each other probably.
So. What's this?
So don't be too surprised if we do that. Okay, so being a human angel and cultivating the divine in everyday life was the little quote we were given, which I think is wonderful. Connie explained that's how you're doing this year of your talks. And what a delightful idea to just think of every day being an angel and showing that divinity in everyday life. And I can't help but believe, my belief system, and I'm sure all of yours, is that by putting out that intention, we are cultivating that divinity, and we're cultivating the angels, and we're also bringing them to us and creating wonderful, positive momentum and changes in our lives. So the specific angel card for adventure says, your life is a grand adventure. Take risks, explore the unknown, journey forth into the great, wide open without pre-planned outcomes. Sounds like fun to me. What an adventure. So I thought I'd start with the basic Webster Dictionary, and adventure is an unusual and exciting, typically hazardous experience or activity, or a daring and exciting activity calling for enterprise and enthusiasm. I kind of like that one better, but because I don't think of hazardous experiences. But anyway, what I took out of that, and one of the things I really noticed, is that adventure is what they're talking about. They're not talking about outcomes there or behaviors. They're talking about feelings and how that adventure is and going along. It's not where you're going, it's how you're going. It's not what you're doing, it's how you're doing it. It's getting all those feelings and journeying forth, which really speaks to the journey forth into the great wide open without pre-planned outcomes. So going on your journey and adventuring and unfolding, and this sticks very close with Abraham and Ernest Holmes. To everything I've known. So that's deliberately creating your experience as you go, as you hold to the feelings and not a pre-planned, it has to be here, I have to be there by 5 and all those. So with those basic definitions, I'd like to start with a quote from Albert Einstein, which I think sets my world and our world and many, is the most important decision that we can make is whether we believe we live in a friendly or a hostile environment. So, of course, we're starting with a friendly environment, and this is particularly friendly. And of course, the alternative to that is living in fear and protection. So we really want to remember that there are angels there to help us, one or many, always there to help us and direct us and guide us. And by picking the friendly universe, we are giving ourselves that space to open and be receptive and connect to those angels, which to me feels a lot better. And Abraham talks of adventure. Abraham recently brought this up. So when you start to talk, he's talking about somebody having a challenge. So, Abraham. When we want you to start to soften challenge, because adventure is adventure. But there is no challenge in adventure, because there is no resistance in adventure. But there is resistance and challenge. So I really liked that idea, the idea that when you go on an adventure, if you can leave all the resistance behind you or go forward just with freedom and openness, what a great idea. And then that's on a physical plane, but then also do the same thing internally. And Ernest Holmes speaks a little bit more. I've got a couple of Ernest Holmes quotes that refer to that too. Ernest, life is an adventure in which we will never know what's going to happen just beyond the turn in the road. But too often, our today is filled with regrets over the past. If we could convince ourselves that the limitations of the past need not be carried into the future, what a happy outlook we would have, from Ernest Holmes. I mean, I love that, because that's specifically, to me, speaking the same way. Get rid of, you know, let it go. Those of you who've seen Frozen, let it go. People seen Frozen?
Yeah.
It's a movie. It's a Disney movie, but it's kind of hit the culture, and the Let It Go won the Academy Award for the best song. So. Another one is prepare your minds to receive the best that life has to offer. What better way can you start a day of life, an adventure, an internal or external adventure, any way you're going to do that? And another one from Ernest is, we cannot think one way one day and change our thoughts the next day and hope to get the desired results. We must be very clear on our thoughts, sending out only such thoughts as we wish to see manifested in our conditions. So again, it's sticking to that clarity, it's sticking to that one-mindedness, it's sticking to that being without any kind of limitations, and letting go of, as the quote says, with no pre-planned outcomes, and just exploring the unknown, which I really do like. So each of these quotes...
It's not talking about... with no pre-planned outcomes. We look at it a little bit differently, because it's not that you don't have any outcome, because we set an intention, right? Mm-hmm. So the intention is fine, the set, but it's how you get there that needs to be open. Uh-huh. Of course, the universe is going to fill it in. When we have the feelings of it going well, the feelings of enthusiasm and excitement, the universe will fill that in and get us to those intentions.
Right. So each of those quotes speaks to thoughts of forward direction, absence, resistance. And helping to accomplish this, one of the parts that I think is really important, or we think is really important, is your connection with the universe as you're doing this. In other words, you need to be connected to your inner being, your soul, your spirit, whatever you call it. And being connected to that, forming that vibrational alignment with Source. Because life is an adventure, and the more we allow the angels to guide us, the more we will enjoy the valleys and the peaks of our life, because we are going to have, we're human, we're going to have all sorts of stuff going on, no matter what we do. So we learn to enjoy it and make life our adventure. So life is an adventure, and we can enjoy the ups and the downs. The contrast is necessary in order to figure out what we want. So you know what you want, you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. You keep getting clearer and clearer. And as we connect to that, and we know that it all is well, it will unfold. If where we are isn't where we want to be, then it isn't done yet. Then we're just going to go on to the next adventure. And what we're doing then is clarifying. And getting that clarity is really wonderful. And then you get even clearer, and then even clearer. And then maybe you go off in a different direction. And that's that fun and making life an adventure and joyful. So we enjoy it even more, living in and out of that connection to Source, because we all go in and out, at least I'll speak for myself. We try to stay there as much as possible, but learning to love the ins and the outs, the same. Abraham's talking about step four, I don't know how much Abraham people know, but is really learning to live that life peacefully all the time and accepting that all of this is part of life. So as I reflect on my life, one of the things I realized as I was doing this talk was that learning law of attraction or the spiritual connection or whatever has been a journey of one of the biggest and most amazing adventures of my lifetime. And it's ongoing, it's ever exploring. It comes from all sorts of ways, be it a child or I recently took along, my father passed, or whatever words you want to use, at 100, and watching the contrast of the 98-year-old and the 2-year-old, and it's just, it was amazing. So all of those spaces in between. And I especially love learning to live in connection to source, and the adventure that that's been for me about finding my vibrational alignment, understanding my feelings, understanding what they mean, and where they can take me and how they can take me, and my ability to deliberately create has been just fabulous. And I really feel that's been a big adventure extraordinarily. Then, not too surprisingly, we have a little demonstration here for us. Adventure enhances or encourages us all to have that childlike part of us, to bring that childlike part. Not to be childish. There's a difference between childish and childlike. But that true childlike is without resistance. I mean, we want, yeah, like you. That's right, like you. That childlike, just that totally observing and being. And if you watch a young child, you just see how gleefully they move without any kind of restriction or anything. The other day, we were doing our little Fitbit walk, and we were walking, and there was probably a 5-year-old little girl. We were walking around a park, and there's a playground over there, and this little 5-year-old came by. I mean, her little body was just moving, and she's going, yay, 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 woo, 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 I get to go play, I get to go play. I mean, she was just skipping and dancing with total fluidity and joy, and we're like, oh, my God. I mean, what adult do you know? Oh, I get to go to the playground. Or I get, the fluidity and the joy that she had, the total expectation. That's one of the things that the kids go forth with, total expectation of getting what they want. And when they don't, the little lip goes down and the tears come out usually. But it's just amazing to watch how children, so on any adventure we go, even inward or outward, think of bringing in that total childlike freedom, I would say. And I'm just in awe watching my grandchildren. I have two, as you all seem to have known by now. And for that, Matt, just so completely with giggles abound. Now, one thing I've learned with Clara, there was a little program called Backyardigans, which if you can ever take for it, if you use that at all, it's a great program. It's off now. But they have, they're not children, I don't know if anybody even knows, but they're they are little animated characters. And everything is an adventure. I mean, they go out in their backyard, they go play, they adventure, and then they end up and go home and have a little snack. So, what a perfect day. I mean, they do everything. And, you know, and you can see it, but it's nice because she watched some of those, and then if she doesn't want to do something, we'll make it an adventure. It'll be, okay, we'll go up, if the slide's a little too high when she was little, it's like, oh, let's go climb the mountain, and all of a sudden she's like, okay, I'm climbing the mountain. And it just totally reframes the whole thing for her. As opposed, the fear just evaporates. She realizes, ooh, this is going to be fun, and off we go. And it lifts her spirits, and she gains a new perspective off to fun and frolic. And again, whatever the situation she doesn't want to do, it can be picking up her toys. It can be as simple as leaving the playground when she doesn't want to. the situation has to change. But there are times it does have to change. So it's getting that attitude adjustment that really helps and makes that adventure fun. And I can bring this actually to something we were doing the other day. We went for a walk on Sugarloaf Mountain. I don't know if it's over in Maryland. And we kind of took a wrong turn. So we ended up being there for 4 hours instead of two. Well, 2.5, but it ended up being 4. And Connie, on my Fitbit, we got 1,000 stair steps, just so you know.
Oh, no, we had 100.
I mean, 100, not 1,000.
100 flights of stairs.
100 flights of stairs. We got, we were, so, because the map, we kept, I don't know if any of you have Fitbits, but that's a lot. It's the only time we've ever done that. But anyway, we're starting to get a little annoyed because we really weren't quite where we wanted to be, and we realized we were pretty far from where we wanted to be. But he brought up and said, wait a minute, we're just letting this happen. Let's go back to having fun. And we did.
And well, what happened at the time, remember, it was like 3.5 hours. You know, it really is time to be home, right? So you're starting to, you know, it's a little bit tedious, and where are we going? We knew we were getting to the place, but it's a little bit. And at that time, I'm noticing that, you know, I'm a little more achy, my ankle or leg, whatever, just feeling a little achy. And I stopped and I realized we were fine up to that point. as soon as my attitude changed, oh, it's kind of need to, you know, get there. And as soon as that changed, then I started to feel that stuff in my body. It was really, it really lit up. So we changed our attitude because we knew we weren't that far, maybe half hour. And it seemed to be fine again. But as soon as that attitude changed, you know, then the body took over. So it was very interesting.
And neither one of us were sore the next day.
No.
Which was interesting. But we did, we consciously made that mental switch to change it. So, and then now taking this to a little bit more adult level, it seems like leaving a playground may be kind of trivial. But what about what we carry in our head when we're trying to change something? That chitter-chatter or monkey mind that we talk about, I'm sure you know what that is. I'm calling that kind of like a mental maze. And where we get in that clutter, we're like a hamster head, where you little hamster going round and round and chitter-chatter, all of that. And so what I'd like to do is refer to it from, take it from being stuck in that mental maze to something amazing. Just take it out as that little bit. So go from just that maze to, amazing, And it was, as soon as he said that, we switched. And because we had taken a little bit of water and we had one little bar to eat, but it was getting kind of long and kind of hot. But it was amazing because it just switched just like that. So I like to, and inside also switching that and reframing, I like to think of it as going from the ordinary to extraordinary, where you're just walking or anything. It's just as simple as taking a walk and the sun changes and you notice that sun is coming through the leaves and they're just kind of glistening and they're all the different shades of green. And you see the light and it's like, oh my gosh, how beautiful. And then you see that puffy cloud beyond it. And all of a sudden you're just going forward with all this amazement and oh, how wonderful. So it's like this ordinary thing that you're walking by, or what a beautiful color of blue. It really is pretty. And look how much it matches that. It's so nice. And then, wow, look at all the colors in there. Anywhere, you can just take yourself off into feeling better just like that. So when you're willing to and wanting to, and listening to the birds or the babbling brook. So everything can be an adventure, and it starts inside to bring it outside. And I like to think of it, Abe talks about seeing through the eyes of source, and when you do that, you really feel that change. You feel, wow, that really, it's allowing that change to happen, the ordinary to extraordinary. And in that, that's also taking that constricted to expanding. So we're allowing that space to change. You know, because sometimes when you're walking or going, it's just, I'm too much on a path. And for one thing, and I forget to see what's around me. And it's amazing to allow that expansion, allow for that space for the light to come in, allow to take that breath. Allow a little bit of the angel to come in, and I like to think of angels dropping beautiful iridescent petals with non-physical sparkles, just sending out a little path for me to your song, a little path through that, wherever we're going, lighting the way, and finding a joy in adventure. Joseph Campbell, which we all know, says the joy's in the journey. So moving through your life day to day and moment to moment, joyfully looking at all that's around, making all those adventures, and using adventure as a way to close the vibrational gap from desire to fulfillment, and learning to trust the universe and trust our feelings. And finding adventure as a way to move little irritations to fun and joy. So we've all heard the saying that life is an adventure of a lifetime. So our wish for you is to have a lifetime of adventure.
You know, Shakespeare said that the whole world is a stage, and so it is. Life is an ongoing play and an ongoing performance. What role are we playing? Is it just unfolding ad lib? Abraham and others say we create our own reality. We are the creators of our own reality. This is a co-creative universe. We are all in it together with Source. Source knows the greater plan, the unfolding of the ever-expanding attraction to all there is. Each of us creates our own journey to the truth. If we were all the same, it would be boring. Remember the Academy Awards, and the I was writing some of this at that time when they had the Academy Awards and the songs. So they were all great songs, and if it was all just the Frozen song, it just would be boring, right? There was so many good things, so many good pictures, so many everything. You know, we need that variety. We have free will. We are the captain of our own ship. Where do you want to set sail for? What adventure are you ready to anticipate? What direction are you heading for? From the return of the prophet, he tells us, quote, "After all, are you not but a voyager in time, riding on waves of change? You are the captain of the vessel of your mind, floating through consciousness. Without imagination, your mind is as futile as a boat without the sea. Your visions of tomorrow set sails on your course. To sail on the breeze of your most noble aspirations is to arrive at your supreme destination. Only then will you be the one you pray to become." John Shedd said, "A ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for." In the field of dreams, Ray and his wife and daughter saw the old-timers, the long-past baseball stars, because they believed. One of the old-timers, one of the young old-timers, was so enthralled about coming back to this field to be able to play baseball with the great stars of the past that he asked Ray, "Is this heaven?" And Ray said, "No." And then Ray asked, "What is heaven like?" And the baseball player said, "Well, that's where all your dreams are realized." And Ray said, "Well, then this must be heaven." It was. It was his heaven on earth. You don't have to croak, as Abraham says, right? As Abraham says, to experience the fulfillment of all your dreams. Our adventure in life is to release resistance and align with the vibration of spirit. Our inner being, our non-physical, our spirit, is within us. Just connect to your heart space. That's where heaven on earth is. All your dreams and desires are already realized in non-physical. Our job is to line up with the vibration of our desires, and the law of attraction sends them our way. So what dreams do you want to realize? What adventures are you willing to partake in to accomplish your dreams here on earth in present time? From Buddha to Jesus and every great one in between and on their way, including Ernest Holmes and Abraham, their message is clear. We are here to enjoy heaven on earth. As the angel God says, enjoy the grand adventure. Ernest Holmes said, "The divine plan is one of freedom. The inherent nature of man is ever seeking to express itself in terms of freedom, because freedom is the birthright of every soul." Holmes also said, "Life is not just something to be endured. It's to be lived in joy, in a fullness without limit." Abraham simply says, "The basis of life is freedom. The purpose of life is joy." Abraham said, "There's always going to be something else that you're reaching for, always." Abraham said, "There's always going to be something else that you're reaching for, always. And if it's not being fun, then something's out of whack, because source within you is having fun here and now. The source within you is enjoying your moment in time, and if you aren't, something's off." So what moment are you enjoying right now? What joy are you anticipating? How far are you willing to go mentally, physically, and spiritually to find your joy? What adventure are you conjuring up to fulfill your joy? The angels are here helping you, loving you, guiding you all along the way. So what angel is sitting on your shoulder? So right now, take a moment and caress him or her. Talk to him or her. Conjure up the oneness between you. What adventure are we on today together? Our free will determines the direction of our journey in connection to source, inspiration, stirs our free will. What adventure, inspiration stirs our free will, which sets the sail of our moment-to-moment adventure. We cannot think one... I Googled adventure angels one time. Just Googled it. And got Angel Adventures. A group in Australia with many adventures, like kayak angels, fitness angels, mountain climbing angels, canyoning angels, snorkeling angels, diving angels. And in bold letters on their website were the following sayings. What's on your bucket list? And the best way to get something done is to begin. So here's a paraphrase from Abraham. The great painters of the past are painting through you. The great musicians of the past are playing through you. The great songwriters of the past are not reveling in their songs. They're singing your songs with you. All of non-physical is encouraging you and supporting you and inspiring you towards your newer, bigger, and better ideas. We are ever expanding our desires on the leading edge of co-creation with Source. Remember, the larger part of us is non-physical. And as we align ourselves with the vibration of Source energy, we become the wholeness of who we really are, one with God, one with the universe. So love, kindness, joy, appreciation, enthusiasm, positive expectation are all vibrations of Source. And as we allow our inherent well-being to manifest, as we align with our true nature of love, we become God's angels. We spread our wings and fly. Rumi said, "You are born with wings. Why prefer to crawl through life?" So let's soar to our highest ideals, our highest ambitions. Let's fulfill our deepest yearnings. Let's travel to the universe's vortex of fulfillment, a place which holds all of your dreams and desires, a place filled with all your wonderful passions and excitements, a place full of all your beautiful adventures of your life. Vance Havner said, "The vision must be followed by the venture. It's not enough to stare up the steps. We must step up the stairs." So pick your adventure, become one with your adventure angel guide. Joseph Campbell said, "The joy is in the journey." Let's frolic in the joy of the journey of life, in attunement with Source, guided by inspiration. So Ernest Holmes, Ernest Holmes Speaks, Chapter 5, he said, "This is the great challenge. It's also the great adventure. The adventure of faith in a power greater than we are. The challenge of a love that abides forever." We are each God's angels on life's adventure towards the light. How thrilling and inspiring are you willing to let it become? Thank you. Thank you.